stuck as to what to talk about, what was the proverb, the saying that stood out to you the most? Sorry to interrupt. I thought we'd hear all the sayings because, as I said to Warwick, chances are we won't hear it read in church again for probably another 20 years or something like that. So we are focused on the centre part there of Proverbs, sayings of the wise. Let me pray for us. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to hear your word read and taught. By your Spirit, please give us true wisdom and understanding so that we will live well in your world. We pray this for our good and for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So this week, I finally bit the bullet and had my first ChatGPT moment. Anyone use ChatGPT? Not many. Okay, I asked the question, who do young people go to for advice these days? And here's the 9-point answer that was given to me in no more than a couple of seconds. It's quite amazing. And from my experience with my girls and other young people, I think it's pretty much a spot-on answer, even in terms of the order that it gives. So, one, parents or guardians. Two, their peers. Three, teachers and mentors. Four, online communities and forums like Reddit or Quora and social media. Five, professional counselors or therapists. Six, books, podcasts, blogs. Seven, role models or public figures. Eight, school counselors or advisors. Nine, online content creators, that is, you know, like influencers on YouTube or TikTok. And I think that this one's probably a bit low on the list. I'd probably have it up at number three, just behind parents and peers. Sadly, but not surprisingly, there's no Bible on the list, although it is possible that each of these could base their advice, their wisdom, on the scriptures. Today we are dipping into the sayings of the wise in chapters 22 to 24 of Proverbs. Saying 1 provides a helpful introduction to the 30 sayings. So an introduction to the sayings of the wise. Number 1, here it is. Pay attention and turn your ear to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach, for it is pleasing when you keep them in your heart and have all of them ready on your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I teach you today, even you. Have I not written 30 sayings, few sayings of counsel and knowledge, teaching you to be honest and to speak the truth, so that you bring back truthful reports to those you serve? Okay, so some verbs in there. Pay attention. Turn your ear. Keep them in your heart. Have all of them ready on your lips. Why? Verse 19, so that your trust may be in the Lord. Wisdom and trust in the Lord come together. Wisdom trusts in the Lord, and the person who trusts in the Lord is wise. The person who trusts in the Lord drinks deeply from God's word. our circumstances, our present influences, always be zealous for the fear of the Lord, making that our number one. Especially knowing that in the Lord Jesus and his resurrection from the dead, there is surely, verse 18, there is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. I'm reminded of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 in the wisdom gives us a sure and certain hope. Can I make a suggestion based on this proverb that every time we enjoy some honey on our toast, in our cereal, in our smoothie, let's think about how good it is that we have an eternal hope in Christ, who is our wisdom. Honey is like wisdom. Wisdom is better. Let's remember that as we enjoy our honey. Saying 19. Deals with drunkenness. We're shifting topics here. Drunkenness. Before we look at that, let's be reminded of the problem that Aussies have with booze. Here are some other facts about Australians and alcohol. 1 in 4 Australians aged 18 years and over exceeded the Australian adult alcohol guideline in 2020-2021. Which means they drank more than 10 standards in a week or more than 4 standards on a single occasion. 1 in 4. Men were more likely than women to exceed the guidelines, and people born in Australia were almost twice as likely as those born overseas to do so. It's interesting. Around 1 in 5 Australians aged 14 years or older drink at levels that put them at risk of alcohol